More than 2,400 Republicans from around the country are on hand in Milwaukee, making the case for why the party should lead the country.
In Milwaukee County in the 2020 presidential election, nearly 70% of voters selected President Joe Biden. Republicans are hoping they can persuade enough swing voters there to lead Trump to victory in the state in November.
Democrats dominate in Milwaukee. So what did they make of the Republican messages they're hearing this week? David Crawley is a Democrat. He served as Milwaukee County Executive since 2020. Crawley was reelected in April with nearly 85% of the vote. Executive Crawley, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So before we get into the RNC, I want to turn our attention to officers from Ohio who shot and killed an armed man yesterday less than a mile from the RNC security perimeter. The man has been identified as Samuel Sharp Jr. Could Sharp's death have been prevented?
Well, I think that's a great question. And I think, one, that's why we need to wait for this investigation to come out. My thoughts and prayers are definitely with him and his family, but our entire community, because we know that this can be, in general, a traumatic experience. But as we've seen in some of the reporting already, that this man was charging another man with knives, but the question still remains, why was these particular officers outside the perimeter? Could this be have prevented? But I think at the end of the day, we need to allow this investigation to go on for us to have a much better understanding moving forward, to have a better reaction.
Now let's turn our attention to the convention. What messages, what themes stand out to you so far at the RNC?
Well, I can definitely tell you it's been interesting as a Democratic community hosting the Republican National Convention and being able to have this national spotlight. But to be quite honest with you, that many of the things that I have had and seen doesn't quite line up with Wisconsin values. And, you know, quite frankly, I think when we talk about the issues and really talking about unifying our entire country because of the recent events that we have seen, I think it's important that Republicans really, you know, actually do that. We've had folks doubling down, calling Democrats dangerous and really continuing to fan the flames of some dangerous political of violent rhetoric. But I think that's the stark contrast, what we believe here in Wisconsin and what Democrats and what the Biden-Harris administration is bringing to the table as it relates to policies that's going to directly impact many families and help reduce the cost that they have been seeing rise over the last couple of years.
David Crawley, on Monday, we had Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming here on the show, and he criticized the Democratic Party for second-guessing its nominee as many people call for President Biden to step aside.
The Democrats are in disarray and frankly, are a party in panic.
A party in panic. Is the Democratic Party panicking?
No, I wouldn't say that the Democratic Party is panicking, right? I mean, I think everybody understands that the Democratic Party has always been the big tent party. And we welcome, you know, these types of conversations when it comes down to what our democracy should look like. Now, I will say that I do feel that many of the conversations have been distractions because it hasn't allowed us to really talk about the policies that the Biden-Harris administration have really put forth. How the state of Wisconsin and many local units of government, including Milwaukee County, have benefited from the American Rescue Plan Act or the Inflation Reduction Act or the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was signed into law. And so it's been a distraction in not allowing us to really talk of those about our policies that's going to speak to the future and the soul of America. And so it really doesn't give us an opportunity to show that stark contrast at this moment. But I believe that as we begin to move forward, as we begin to ramp, we see this RNC ramp down just a little bit, that Democrats are going to come to the table. And it is my hope that next month, while we are in Chicago, you know, making our vote known for our presidential nominee on a Democratic ticket, that we'll be able to coalesce around President Biden as well as Vice President Kamala Harris.
I want to clarify there one more time, like policies aside for just one more moment here, should President Biden mm-hmm. step aside and allow the party to nominate a new candidate?
Oh, in my opinion, no. I think that, you know, we need to coalesce around President Biden. I think that he has done a great job in the past 3.5 years not only sharing the vision of America, but telling the Democratic story. And we need more people to come to the table. And I will say, it's not going to be a cakewalk when it comes down to this election. It's important that we focus on turnout, but we, again, have to tell the story of President Biden and what he has done for this community. So I am 100% behind him. Unless he makes a decision that he doesn't believe that he's the presidential candidate for the Democrats.
We're talking with Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, who's a Democrat, as we get reaction to the GOP convention. The counties surrounding Milwaukee used to be reliably Republican, but they've become much more competitive in recent years, as you know. Will holding the GOP convention in Milwaukee help Trump win those suburban voters?
You know, I don't think that just hosting a Republican convention in Milwaukee are going to, you know, bring those voters back. We've seen this trend over the past decade, maybe two, about how Democrats, particularly in those wild counties in Republican strongholds, have been gaining some steam moving forward. And we've seen that data really play out lately with many of our statewide races. With the re-election of Governor Tony Evers, with the election of our Supreme Court Judge Janet Prosiewicz. And so I do believe that as long as we can turn people out and focus on issues like abortion, like gun violence, like affordable housing, people will understand that this Democratic ticket, not just at the top of the ticket with Biden and Harris, but when it comes down to Senator Tammy Baldwin, when it comes down to our Congresswoman Gwen Moore, as well as Democrats up and down the ticket that are representing many, many different races, right, that hasn't had a Democratic candidate in them for many years because we've been able to get new maps. This provides a level of excitement. And I truly believe that when we look at the last election in 2020, you know, Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. And if you ask me, as long as we turn out folks with slim margins, we'll be able to win this election again.
Turning back to your community, the economy, there have been different reports on whether the convention is a boom or a bust for local businesses. Mm-hmm. What impact are you seeing here from the RNC?
Well, we've absolutely heard from both businesses that now, not only receive the reservations and the bookings, but we've seen some people starting to see those walk-in clients coming in. So we see that some businesses are starting to see some developments. But as you are reporting, we have heard that there are other areas. For example, the Walker's Point area that I've seen in the news where there's almost been a ghost town. And so I just want to implore and actually encourage not just our Milwaukee County residents, but all of our convention goers, all of our visitors and tourism that are in town this week, to please make sure that you visit many of the businesses. There's so much that we have to offer outside of the perimeter of the RNC.
And we're going to leave it there. Executive Crawley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
David Crawley is the Milwaukee County Executive.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, a Baraboo native helps mothers like her lead a life without alcohol.
Chances are you felt alone in your drinking. You don't have to feel alone in your sobriety. Seek out community.
Meet the host of the podcast called The Sober Mom Life. That's ahead on WPR News.